Hello, everybody. On the show today, today is June 6, 2020. Today, the high will be 80 and the low will be 84 today. The weather is, for Sunday, will be 76 is the high and the low is 51. For Monday, the high will be 85, the low will be 51. On Tuesday, the high will be 95, the low will be 58. On Wednesday, the high will be 100 and the low will be 60. On Thursday, the high will be 100, and the low will be 58. And on Friday, the high will be 96, and the low will be 55. All of that is the degrees in Fahrenheit. And top five coverage news stories is hundreds gather in Fresno to voice about police brutality. Man and woman injured in central Fresno in a shooting. Schools, gyms, and bars are supposed to open next week. And in Merced, a runner leaves a mark from the Merced High School. And people born from the year 1948 through 1979 that have no life insurance get a big payday coming up very soon. Thank you guys for listening. Hello everybody, welcome back to the show with your host today, Ricardo Rivas. Hopefully there's going to be a new show every week. But just wanted to talk to you guys about real life. I bet you when you were a kid, you would go to maybe the dollar store or something. You would have a dollar on you. You thought you could buy anything in the store. But you would run straight to the toy section because you thought you could get any toy. And maybe all you could buy with that $1 was a Play-Doh cup thing, Play-Doh, I don't know what it's called, you could buy some Play-Doh, or you could buy, like, one Hot Wheel or something, but you thought you could buy anything else, and I remember when I was a kid, I would go, I had a big Hot Wheels collection, I would go straight to the Hot Wheels, and then I remember there was these Hot Wheels that came in 5 packs, but it was $5, so it's technically $1 for one Hot Wheels car. So then I would get all sad, and then I'd see the single packs of Hot Wheels, and I would run straight to there, I'd get so excited. But then there was so many that I would want to choose from, there's so many to choose from, I didn't know which one I would get, and then by the time I was about to choose, my friends would come up to me, okay, it's time to go already, and then I just have to pick one really quick. And then, like, once I would pick one really quick, I would go straight with my parents, make them pay for the Hot Wheels car. And then you would keep that dollar, and then you would be like, I played them suckers. And then you'd go home, you'd start playing with your toy or whatever. And then next time you go to the store, you remember you have that $1 again. You take it with you, and it keeps on going over and over and over just like that with that $1. But now once you start getting older, everything changes. Now you have more money, and then when you want to buy something that's more expensive, and you have more money now, and like kids say nowadays, when you're flexing at home or wherever with all your money, then you go to the store, you ask your parents to buy you something, and then they tell you, no, why are you flexing all your money at home, and then now when we come to the store, you need me to buy you something. So, you know, real life, once you start to get older, you start to become more independent, and, you know, all the time, I know, it's better for your self-esteem, because now you start thinking, I need to get a job, because I want to get all these items, but I don't have enough money to pay for it, and then you start learning how to work and everything, and then
bam, you become really successful in life, and, you know, it's just how life goes. So, I don't know, but I think our parents did us right when they would buy stuff, and then they would start making us buy our own stuff, actually, I could say. But I just wanted to say, just give a big shout out to parents, everybody. They're out there helping everybody out. So thank you guys for listening. Hopefully there'll be a new podcast every week on the show with your host, Ricardo Rivas. Thank you guys for listening. And hopefully we can see you guys next time. Remember to follow, if I think there is a follow, if you can follow. Or if not, just save this podcast if you can. And then listen in every week. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for listening to the show with your host today, Ricardo Rivas. And hopefully we can see you guys next time.